Coming up on episode number 1186, it is time for a triple cover story today on Coverville. Three great birthdays for three great artists, and we got to jam all this into one show because these are amazing musicians that need their due, that deserve their birthday celebrations, as only Coverville can bring them to you. First off, we're going to celebrate the birthday of Lol Cream. Yeah, LOL. He was LOLing back before there was an LOL to LOL at. Lol Cream, who was, of course, half of Godly and Cream, and co-founding member with Godly of the band 10cc, so you can hear some covers of them, of course. Also, Nick Cave, he of the Bad Seeds, Australian performer and birthday holder. His birthday is a couple days from now. He's going to turn the ripe old age of 60, which is crazy to me. Liam Gallagher. Actually, we celebrated birthdays this year for both Noel and Liam Gallagher, so we decided to put this one on this date, on the 20th, because it's the day before Liam Gallagher turns 45. You got Nick Cave, Oasis, and Godly and Cream, 10cc, all this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for another hulu, come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, September 20th, 2017. My name is Brian Abbott. Welcome to another edition of Coverville. Today, celebrating the music of, like I said, 10cc, Godly and Cream, Nick Cave, and Oasis. Let's get right into it. I don't want to wait any longer. Starting off with a 10cc song, one of the most covered 10cc songs, maybe the most covered 10cc song. This version right here is by a band called Camera Obscura and was recorded for the Saturday Sessions, the Dermot O'Leary Saturday Sessions, back in 2015. Here's Camera Obscura and I'm Not in Love.
Thank you. price, and then you pay the price. The things we do for love.
The things we do for love.
Communication is the problem to the answer. You've got a number and your hand is on the phone. The weather's turned and all the lines are down. The things we do for love.
The things we do for love.
Like walking in the rain and the snow, and there's nowhere to go when you're feeling like a part of you is dying, and you're looking for the answer in her eyes. You think you're gonna break up, but she says she wants to make up. Ooh, you make me love you. Walking in the rain and the snow, and there's nowhere to go when you're feeling like a part of you is dying, and you're looking for the answer in her eyes. You think you're gonna break up, then she says she wants to make up. Ooh, you make me love you. Agree to disagree, but disagree to part. Well, after all, it's just a compromise of the things we do for love.
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 Yeah, the things we do for love.
The things we do for love.
Yeah, the things we do for love.
The things we do for love.
Yeah, the things we do for love.
The things we do for love.
That's the sound of a love dying, or is it the rain? You don't know how to play the game, and you cheat and you lie. You make me wanna cry. Ooh. You make me wanna cry. You don't know.
Godly and Cream's Cry, covered there by the Philosopher Kings from their album Famous, Rich, and Beautiful, came out in 1997. You don't get a lot of covers of Godly and Cream songs, surprisingly. There's a couple covers of Cry, a cover of Under Your Thumb, which is a brilliant song, but I've played it on Coverville before. But, God, they were so eclectic and cool before there was a lot of that in music. I mean, you had Zappa, you had folks like Wildman Fisher and of course all the underground kind of stuff like Flying Burrito Brothers and stuff like that. But Godly and Cream, you know, half music performers, singers, songwriters, that sort of thing, and also music video producers. And so when you did see the video for the song Cry, the original of the song you just heard, it was so revolutionary. Black and white images, video of face after face, black and white face after face, all crying and nobody singing along to the music. Godly and Cream even make an appearance as a couple of crying people in that video. And I don't remember if they're singing. I don't think they're singing. Everybody's just sitting there crying in the camera. And it's a very uneasy, awkward feeling watching all these people staring at you while they cry. Really, really good. And kind of a heartbreaking video, actually, when you watch it. Because you wonder what they got these people to think of to make him cry like that for the music video, like their, you know, their darkest time. Here, think of your darkest time while we record you for a music video. Godly and Cream's Cry, covered there by the Philosopher Kings. Before that, David Murr with a cover of The Things We Do for Love, originally by 10cc. Now, that one comes from a 2013 album called Drink a Toast to Innocence, a tribute to light rock. And if you care at all about yacht rock and light rock of the 70s, you would love this album. It is everything you could possibly want, from England Dan and John Ford Coley all the way to Boz Scaggs. I mean, it is so light rock rich, and it's great covers of these songs. David Murr's cover of Things We Do for Love. And then, of course, I'm Not in Love at the top of the set. Camera Obscura, recorded for the Dermot O'Leary Presents the Saturday Sessions 2015 album, which, as you might guess, came out in 2015. Happy 70th birthday to Lol Cream. I don't wonder, you know, I never looked it up to see what, if Lol was short for something, but his name is really LOL. At least that's the name he goes by. And that was before it stood for anything, before it stood for laughing out loud. So he's lolling all the way to the bank. is what he's doing. Let's get to another single set cover story here. I've done Nick Cave full episode cover stories in the past, but because he is turning 60, it's a good time to do a little Nick Cave mini cover story set. Let's start things off with a song that was huge a few years ago with the TV show Peaky Blinders. As a matter of fact, did that show end, or are we due for another season or another series, as they say in the UK? I don't know. But in any case, his Red Right Hand, the original version of that song, was used as a theme song. And of course, you hear versions all throughout that thing, especially the Arctic Monkeys cover of Red Right Hand. You hear all throughout the series. Let's go to another cover here. This is by Fiddler, recorded for Triple J's Like a Virgin, Volume 9. Here is Red Right Hand.
Walk to the edge of town and go across the tracks, where the viaduct looms like a bird of doom as it shifts and cracks, where the secrets lie in the border. Red right hand.
ships around me and burn your bridges down. We make a little history, baby, every time you come around. Come loose your dogs upon me and let your hair hang down. You are a little mystery to me every time you come around. We talk about it all night long. We define our moral ground. But when I crawl into your arms, everything, it comes tumbling down. Come sail your ships around me. Falling sad now. For you know the time is nigh. When I must remove your wings, how do you? You must turn to fly. Sail your ships around me. Your bridges down. We make a little history, baby, every time you come around. Come loose your dogs upon me and let your hair hang down. To me, every time you come around, come sail your ships around me.
Eliza Day.
From
the first time I saw her, I knew she was the one. She stared in my eyes and smiled. Her lips were the color of the roses. They grew down the river all bloody and wild.
When he knocked on my door and entered the room, my trembling subsided in his sure embrace. He would be my first man with a careful.
Do you know where the wild roses grow, so sweet and scarlet and free?
On his second day he came with a single red rose, saying, give me your loss and your sorrow. I nodded my head as I lay on the bed. He said, show you. To the river, he showed me the roses and we kissed, and the last thing I heard was a muttered word as he knelt above me with a rock in his fist.
On the last day I took her where the wild roses grow, she lay on the bank with light as her feet as I kissed her goodbye, said, oh beauty must I. I knelt down and planted a rose to her cheek.
They call me the wild rose, but my name was Eliza Day. What they call me, I do not know. For my name was Eliza Day.
Believe in an interventionist God, but I know, darling, that you do. But if I did, I would kneel down and ask him. To intervene when it comes to you, oh, not to touch your hair on your head, to leave you as you are. And if he had to direct you, to direct you into my arms, into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms. believe in the existence of angels. But looking at you, I wonder if that's true. But if I did, I would summon them together. And ask them all to watch over you. To each burn a candle for you, to make bright and clear your path, and to walk like Christ in grace and love, and guide you into my arms, into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms. Oh Lord, into my arms. Oh Lord, into my arms.
Like some ragged stranger died a upon the cross. And might I say, it seemed so fitting in its way. He was a carpenter by trade, or at least that's what I'm told. Like my good hand, I tattooed evil across its brother's fist. That filthy five did nothing to challenge or resist. In heaven his throne is made of gold, and his ark of his testament bestowed. A throne from which I'm told all history does unfold. Down here it's made of wood and wire, and its body is on fire. God is never far away. Into the mercy seat I climb. My head is shaved, my head is wide. And like a moth that tries to enter the bright eye, and I go shuffling out of life, just to hide in death a while.
Might be one of the most emotionally powerful songs recorded by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. That is called The Mercy Seat, and you might be familiar with a Johnny Cash version of that same song. Really also incredibly moving and powerful version of that song about a basically told from the perspective of a guy on his way to the electric chair and the thoughts going through his head. Amazing song. It's so, so powerful. And if you get a chance to listen to that version, especially with headphones on, with the lyrics in front of you, man, it's impossible not to be moved by that. Incredible stuff. Before that, Paloma Faith, a kind of a controversial figure in music from the UK. She recorded that also for the Dermot O'Leary Saturday Sessions, but way back in 2013, that cover there of Into My Arms. She's an artist, really talented artist, kind of got that Billie Holiday, Amy Winehouse kind of vocal thing going. She was a guest judge on The Voice in the UK and actually admitted to fixing one of the rounds so that her competitor could make it through the next round. Yeah, so a little bit of controversy there surrounding Paloma Faith, but man, what a beautiful voice. Alex Burnett and Lainey Lane with a cover of Where the Wild Roses Grow. Of course, originally done by Nick Cave and Kylie Minogue. Hard to compete with Kylie's voice on that one, but great version there by Alex Burnett and Lainey Lane. Lissy, right before that, another musician with a very unusual voice. She's an American performer from Rock Island, Illinois, who recorded music. Actually was here in in Colorado for a while, I think at Fort Collins, and recorded music, put it up on her MySpace account. She'd open up for other artists. And Lenny Kravitz saw her recordings on MySpace and asked her to be his opening act when he toured back in 2008, I think. Really, really talented musician, Lissy. And she's doing great. She's blowing up these days. That's from her album Covered Up With Flowers from 2011. We started things off with Red Right Hand by Fiddler. That one from the Triple J Like a Virgin Volume 9 CD, which came out in 2013. I know I say this every time I play one of those one of those Like a Virgin or Saturday Sessions albums, but I really think actually I'm due for a new one right now, right? It should be time for Like a Virgin 13. I know that there was it Like a Virgin that's doing a U.S. version of it, and really the initial U.S. release of Like a Virgin is kind of a best of the previous 12 volumes, so if you see that, if you don't have any of them, that's a great thing to pick up. But if you're like me and you've got every single one they've released from the dawn of time, then maybe you don't need that one. But anyway, got to keep an eye out for that, because I think if it's not out yet, it's going to be out very, very soon. Like a Version, and that one, Volume 9 from 2013. That's going to do it for Nick Cave. We're going to switch over to Oasis here in just a moment. But before we do that, I want to tell you about the sponsor for this episode of Coverville. And as you might guess, it is Amazon, and the Amazon's got you covered. Listener purchase of the week. This one was a fun one. I saw this in there and I immediately knew that I would have to make this the one that I showcased today. You know, you go on to Coverville, you click on an Amazon link that you find in the show notes, or you go to coverville.com/Amazon, or you find the banner that's on the homepage. You go over to Amazon, anything you put in your cart and purchase from that point forward gives me a little bit of revenue for the show. Somebody did that and they bought a Corky costume. Yeah, it is a... Now look, I'm not gonna assume that the person who bought this, they probably bought it for Halloween, because Halloween is coming up, and now is the time to buy your Halloween costumes. I'm not gonna say they bought it so they could go see the My Little Pony movie and sit in the back and in a nice furry animal costume. No, I'm not gonna say that at all. Somebody did pick up the Corgi Kigurumi costume. And don't worry, by the way, when you buy something on Amazon using the Coverville code, I may see what you buy, but I have no idea who you are. Like, it doesn't give me any sort of information about who bought it, email address, name, or anything like that. So buy with complete confidence that I don't know who bought what. But this Corgi Kigurumi costume, Kigurumi, I don't know, what is that? I think that's a Japanese term, is it? Is it not? I don't know, but you're a corgi. You're dressed up as a corgi, and I love that. It's just one of the many things that you can pick up from Amazon.com. Make sure when you do that, you go to Coverville.com first, and you use the link, the banner, the show notes link, or just go to Coverville.com/Amazon. It won't cost you an extra penny, but what you're doing is you're helping Coverville. So it's a win-win-win. You're not paying extra. Amazon's getting some love, and I'm getting some love. And isn't that all that really matters in this world? It's the Amazon's Gotcha Covered Listener Purchase of the Week, brought to you here by Coverville. Thank you so much for your support and for buying your Corgi costumes on Coverville. All right. Let me move that over here, and we go over to Oasis. This was a fun one to put together because I love covers of Oasis, because the original versions are great, but they're a really good band to interpret. They're a really good band to... put your own spin on, or even just to just do a straightforward cover of one of their songs. And that's kind of what this band does. Now, these guys, talking about bands that are blowing up, Portugal the Man is the name of the band, Portugal, period, the Man. They're blowing up on indie radio right now. They are fantastic. And so when I heard that they had done a cover of Don't Look Back in Anger by Oasis, I immediately scoured the internet and Amazon and iTunes and everything to find a copy of this. This is fantastic. It was actually recorded live for a, I want to say a Spanish channel, channel Radio 3, I believe. I could be wrong on that. Do a little search. Actually, just go to the show notes. You can find out the information about that. Here is Portugal the Man and a cover of Oasis's, Don't Look Back in Anger.
Don't They're gonna throw it back to you. By now, you should have somehow realized what you've got to do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. About you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we had to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead the way are blinding. There are many things that I like to say to you, but I don't know how. So maybe you'll save me after all. You're my wonderwall. So maybe you'll save me after all. You're my wonderwall. Don't know how. Say maybe you'll save me after all. You're my wonderwall. Say maybe, maybe you'll save me.
just wanna fly, want to live, I don't wanna die. Maybe I just wanna breathe, maybe I just don't believe. Maybe you're the same as me, we'll see things they'll never see. You and I are gonna live forever. Maybe I don't really wanna know how your garden grows, 'cause I just wanna fly.
She's done things I've never expected, but I need more time. She's got a sister, a heaven knows how I missed her. And on the palm of her hand is a blister. But I need more time. And I want you to know, got my mind made up now. But I need more time. And I want you to say, you know what? I'll be you and you'll be me. There's lots and lots for us to see. Lots and lots for us to do. She is electric, can I be electric too? Oh yeah. She's got a brother. We don't get on with one another. But I quite fancy your mother. That she likes me. She's got a cousin. In fact, she's got about a dozen. She's got one in the oven, but it's nothing to do with me. And I want you to know, got my mind made up now, but I need more time. Lots and lots for us to do. She is electric, can I be electric too? Yeah, can I be electric too? Can I be electric too?
Love it. That is Graham Parker from a live album called Live Alone, The Bastard of Belgium, recorded back in 2009, covering Oasis's She's Electric. That is absolutely the way that song needs to be heard, too. Just sparse instrumentation. Well, of course, the Oasis version is great, too. But if you're going to do a cover, sparse instrumentation and just plowing right through it like a power pop song should be. So good! And Graham Parker, one of the great power pop artists, Temporary Beauty. If you haven't seen that video, the music video, heard that song, one of my favorite songs of all time is this song called Temporary Beauty by Graham Parker. Back when he was, quote-unquote, squeezing out sparks as one of the angry young men. Before that, Oasis themselves with a cover of Within You, Without You. That one recorded live for the BBC Sgt. Pepper's 40th anniversary for BBC Radio. Great version right there by Oasis. And come on, Oasis covering the Beatles, it's like Captain Crunch being crunchy. It's something that's just built into the inherent nature of Oasis. They've got to cover the Beatles, whether they're doing it overtly or subtly, they're covering the Beatles every time they play. The Cool Train Quartet with a cover of Live Forever, that one from their album In a Jazzy Mood. Lots of great post-punk covers by a jazz quartet on that album. 2016, came out last year, and Cool Train Quartet, really, really good stuff. They do it without it being cheesy at all, without being jokey or gimmicky. It's a really, really good album, and they've done a lot of great stuff, the Cool Train Quartet. Good Grief, or Good Graff? I don't know how you pronounce that. G-R-A-E-F-F. Maybe it's Good Grafe. Afe. With a cover of Wonderwall. Just picked up the tempo on that thing and ran with it from 2014's Indie Goes Pop. Like those a lot better than those Punk Goes .. albums. That one's a lot more solid. Good Grief and Wonderwall. We start off with Portugal, the man. I do that pause because there's a period. Portugal, the man, live at Ectum in Le Octend. That was a cover of Oasis's Don't Look Back in Anger. All right, got one last set of music for you, and we're going to start off with my current favorite thing right now. Are you ready for my current favorite thing? This is like Oprah's favorite things. You're going to look under your chair, and you're going to find a copy of this. I wish I could. I wish I could do that because it's so cool. A company, an online site called Turntable Kitchen, has been doing this series called Sounds Delicious. And what they do is every month send you a vinyl album where you've got an artist covering another artist's entire album, or a band covering another band's entire album. And there have been some great ones. The most recent one is Ben Gibbard covering Teenage Fan Club's Bandwagon-esque. It's really, really good. This one I'm about to play for you is from the first album that they did as part of the series. By the way, the series is called Sounds Delicious, and I think you can even, you subscribe to it, and you get it every month, by the way. I don't know if I told you that, but that's how you get this stuff. It's the only way to get this stuff. And you can even pay a little bit more and get a curated food and music discovery experience together. So the vinyl, as well as some food that somehow goes with that. I don't know, but it sounds really, really cool. I'm all about the music, though, so I subscribe to the vinyl only release. And this is so good. You can, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 12 month. And you got to do it. It's so good. This is Yumi Zuma from her entire cover of the album, What's the Story, Morning Glory. Here's her cover of Champagne Supernova.
How many special people change? How many lives are living strange?
Champagne supernova in the sky. Someday you will find me. fairy tale sleeping alone. He has no face and he has no name, and his whereabouts is sort of unknown. All he needs is his life in a suitcase. It belongs to a friend of a friend. And as we drink to ourselves, we'll amuse ourselves underneath the sky, underneath the sky again, again, underneath the sky again, 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 again. Life on my own, on my own. Me making a start with my brand new heart. Stop me making sense once again. All I need is my life in a suitcase. It belongs to a friend of a friend. And as we drink to ourselves, we'll amuse ourselves underneath the sky. Again, underneath the sky again, underneath the sky again, again, again. Ooh.
grab the boys. Yeah, I'm all crazy now. Yeah, I'm all crazy now. You come on, go about the giant. All right, crack the whip when the whip comes down.
Yeah, grab the boys.
Wild.
Just waiting for something that I'm going to have to bleep out right there. That's Oasis covering Slade. Yeah, you could be forgiven if you said quite right, because Slade didn't really make much of an impact out here in the U.S. as much as they did, of course, in the U.K. But Slade did the original version of Come On, Feel the Noise. Quite right. Covered it, popularized it here in the U.K. I'm sorry, in the USA, and Oasis covered it right there for an album called Inspired, the World's Greatest Covers, back in 2004. That's Oasis covering Slade. Even throwing in a Mama, We're All Crazy Now in there as well. So, how funny is that? Brady Harris right before that with Cover Charge. It was the album Underneath the Sky is the Oasis cover I played from that from 2007. Rod Stewart, hard to mistake that voice, right? Covering Cigarettes and Alcohol. That one for a 1998 album called When We Were the New Boys, covering Oasis. Imagine, like, Rod Stewart covering Oasis back in the 90s. Crazy to think about that. Mogul right before that with that Ting Ting's almost punk rock version of Roll With It. That one from their album Runnin' Riot from 2002. And Champagne Supernova, top of that set. Yumi Zuma, I hope you enjoy that as much as I do. I love that whole album, and it's worth picking up. Go check out Turntable Kitchen and Sounds Delicious for all the information on that. Came out this year in February. What's the Story? Morning Glory covered track by track by Yumi Zuma. Really, really good stuff. That, by the way, is going to bring us right to the end of our show. That's it. That's as far as I can go with this. I can't go any further. So that's it. I hope you enjoyed it. If you want to email me, requests@coverville.com is the email address to use. Call the request line. That number is 1-877-7-COVER-9 or visit coverville.com. Hey, I haven't mentioned the Patreon in a while. I need to do a better job of thanking the people who sign up for the Patreon, and I will do that. I'll do better with all that stuff, so I apologize. That's it. Patreon.com/Coverville. Please support the show. You guys are my boss. You guys are the boss of me. And becoming a patron is the best way to help support the show and to give me a paycheck for doing this. That's all I can say. I don't make all my money on people buying corgi costumes on Amazon. I'm just going to say that. But thank you, whoever did. So that's it. We'll be back next week with another edition of the show. Thank you so much for tuning in to this one, and appreciate it. Until next time, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. We'll see you next time right here on Coverville. Coverville's a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville's also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more by going to frogpants.com. We're getting your podcasts so good, they're electric.
Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.